No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no. When you went to cut wood for the stove, how did you do it?
We'd take a crosscut saw too and cut it the right length, mm-hmm. and of course we'd split the cuts then into kindling or stove wood, they call mm-hmm. it.
How did you do that? Did you have another instrument or piece of wood that you used to help you in this operation?
Well, you'd have a wedge and a maul. Mm-hmm. And
did you ever lay this wood on something else to break it, so you hit it here to break it?
We'd lay it on there to cut it, saw it mm-hmm. on that, some X pieces.
Yeah, what'd you call those X pieces?
Wood rack, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, when you wanted to cut planks, you have these things, I think, about the same thing. With
horses.
Horses?
Call them horses.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, what do you remember this thing? It's used to carry coal in.
Coal buckets.
Mm-hmm. Ever say coal hod or anything else?
No, it's always coal bucket.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of this instrument that has a wheel in the front and two legs?
Wheel bar.
Good. And what's this instrument that you use to drive nails?
Hammer.
Good. Okay. Now, did you ever get two crops per year, per season, on a field?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first crop, and then?
Second. Alfalfa, of course, you get more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this year we cut timothy and off one field and turned it field and sowed beans. We'll get two crops of timothy and beans this year.
Mm-hmm. If you got two crops of the same thing, like timothy, the first one is probably called first crop. What's the second one called?
Second crop.
How about second cut? Cutting?
Well, sometimes you'd call it second cutting.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, tell me a little bit about making wheat.
Well,
see, after it was ripe, then you cut it?
Well, you'd, you mean back years
uh-huh.
ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd come in there with a binder and bind it up in bundles,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd shock the bundles.
And how many bundles to a shock?
About, let's see, 6 and 2 to cap.
Uh-huh.
Be about 8 bundles, 8 to 12, depending on some made them larger than others.
Mm-hmm.
And they would lay there till they cure, or stand there till they cured, and wait for the thrasher to come around and be thrashed after they were seasoned.
Mm-hmm. How long would it take to season them?
Oh, I'd say 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What's the yield here of wheat in this part of the country?
Well, it's low. We don't raise much wheat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is raised. Do you know what the yield is?
Well, I'd say 25. Would be a good yield.
25 what?
Bushel per acre.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you raise oats here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is nowadays, see, how is it, what's done to the oats after they're cut?
Well, you go in there with the combine nowadays.